Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
Who bound?
Right. 4DB with
who bound?
Fresh with it. West with it.
I got a thick ass bitch, her name Nene. She suck me every time she see me. I fucked last night in the backseat. Now she calling me, telling me she love me.
I got this east side bitch named Ashley. Sexy as fuck and she nasty. Ran into her homegirl Gabby. Hit it late night, that pussy cabby.
I got a Spanish bitch with big tits. She don't know my name, she call me mister. I always fuck, I never kissed her.
Nope.
Now I'm tryna fuck her big booty sister.
Real nigga shit, check the status. Roddy Mac's alive, I'm a savage. Your main bitch warning, she can have it.
She can have it.
With the game, bitch, what's happening?
I got this dark skin bitch, she's from Compton. She got a light skin friend who get it poppin'. One bad bitch is not an option.
Nope.
I'm taking two down with no problem.
These bitches ain't loyal, they joyful. Like Jennifer Latoya, one of these foils. Know I'm from the source, so I'm royal. Bust that pussy open, slick like Oreo.
All our bitches in the
it's
club,
not even just one bitch, damn.
But they can't stand each other.
Fuck, see these bitches go.
Who think gon' win?
Someone might get fucked up.
What nigga's gon' be hurt?
But we still not paranoid.
Man,
tell your bitch to calm down, man.
Fuck
come
that bitch.
We smoking, we drinking, don't care what no bitch thinking. We drinking, we smoking, gon' bust that pussy open. I wanted y'all to play it cool, but fuck it then, let's see it some. Look at all the masses and the titty tone, seeing fun but wanting trouble. That's what she told me, bitches all piled up, should've had an orgy. Bitches get belligerent when they get the liquor, and I'm in the club with other bitches fucking on the same nigga. Now you wanna up and hit and tell the bitch to take a fade. I'ma hold the camera while I'm taking bets and getting paid. Only rules, free for all is underway.
Turn the club into the cool thing.
Fists are swinging all around, stomp a face into the ground. Last bitch standing, I'll be signing to the all our bitches in the
it's
club.
It's not even just one bitch, damn.
But they can't stand each other.
Fuck, see these bitches go.
Someone might get fucked up.
What nigga's gonna be hurt?
But we still not paranoid.
Man,
tell your bitch to calm down, man.
Come on, bitch.
We smoking, we drinking, don't care what no bitch thinking. We drinking, we smoking, gon' bust that pussy open. We smoking, we drinking, don't care what no bitch thinking. We drinking, we smoking, gon' bust that pussy open.
You know what? I've had it. This sucks.
Well, what's wrong with you?
You know what's wrong with me. When was this picture taken? 1964?
You say I don't look like my picture.
I'm saying you probably never looked like this damn picture. This ain't you!
So is that all you care about is looks?
Yes!
Well, excuse me for thinking you liked me for who I was on the inside.
Well, you're a liar on the inside. This whole relationship is based on a lie. An ugly lie! Why in the hell this keeps happening to me? God, what did I do to deserve this? This is payback for what? What did I do to you? Tell me.
Daddy, I believe. Nigga, you ain't no Denzel. Hell, you ain't even no Flavor Flav.
Time after time. They always be alone. Block them up. Charge them with fraud. I've been snitching on ugly women all day. I have to give them the chair. Electrocute their ugly asses. I pull that switch quick.
What's cracking, y'all? DJ, bitch, in the motherfucking building. If you tuned in live or if you're downloading this at your own convenience, you are officially tuned in to Turnt Up Tuesdays. All right? You want to call in and holler at the Hood Geek, 661-621-7559, but be scared to chill in the queue. All right? But I present to you the Hood Geeks.
Hood battle.
The one of them, at least. What did you
well, yeah, I'm going to explain that right now. You know what I'm saying? That nigga Fresh, he taking care of some business, you know, so.
The West Show again?
It's the West Show, but I might be having to leave a little early, too, but I'm not for sure. If I got to pick somebody up, then but till then, teachers on, we're going to roll with the punches. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I know.
That, you know, but Yeah, it's the West Show, though. Might as well be. You know, until then, to further notice. But, yeah, so what's up with it, though?
Another day in the office, man. Like I said, running this DJ booth for right now, seeing what I do, man, trying to stay focused on shit. Motherfuckers is crazy, but it is what it is.
Who you telling? Bitches is crazy. Yeah. For real, man. Sometimes I be thinking I'm crazy. And then when I get in contact with a bitch, I'm like, this bitch is crazy. Fuck. Like, what the fuck?
And I don't like when bitches try to make you think you crazy too. Like, nigga, I know I'm not crazy. Like, I know I'm not, you know, like, I know I'm not. Like, I know I just saw what I saw. I know I just heard what I heard. You know what I mean? It's like, I'm not like turning something into something else. Like,
that part. Yeah, you know, welcome to Turned Up Tuesdays. You know what I'm saying? I am the host. With the most, Wes, with it, Wes on. Yeah, you know what I mean? With DJ, bitch. We in this bitch.
Yes, sir.
You know, and so, man, so how was the little, you know, the little modeling thing going? How was that going?
Oh, man, like... So much shit goes down. It is just amazing. Did you actually listen to the show? Did you get a part of that? Go actually listen to the special? Because you hear I was talking shit about motherfuckers. So
yeah, I had listened to like the end of it. In the end of it, like when the name was the girl, thick or big, but I don't know, something like that. But
First of all, man, like I said, you know we keep it real over here, especially on Turned Up. We all keep it on Bang Out Radio, period. But, you know, I'm not allowed to lie over here on Turned Up Tuesdays. Never allowed to lie on Bang Out Radio, but like I said, nobody's exempt when it comes to this hoodbound shit. Now, man, I'm just saying, as far as models go, I don't get it, in a sense. I guess, first of all, the bitches that came out, nigga, it's like, are y'all serious? Like, this is what's hot right now? And I mean, and to start it off, let's just start off with this. This is the one running theme that I saw most of the night that pissed me off. It was a bunch of kids. All the bitches in there was maybe it was from like 18 to like 20 damn near.
Wow.
Just a bunch of kids. I'm like, I probably shouldn't even be looking at these motherfuckers like this. That's how I was feeling.
Yeah.
Like just a bunch of children. You know what I mean? And then the few ladies that was there that was grown or whatever, it was like, okay, y'all, you know what I mean? You could tell the motherfuckers was on, like, ooh, there was like, but out of all the bitches that was there, nigga, I say like three of them would have got my stamp. You know, three.
Right.
Out of all of them that was there, nigga, three of them.
Dang.
And I don't even, like I said, I'm thinking, you know, maybe this is where I'm thinking I'm crazy or whatever. Maybe I'm missing something. I mean, when it comes to modeling, oh, you're supposed to look good. You're supposed to know how to walk. You know what I mean? You're supposed to be able to carry yourself and present yourself in a certain way. You know, this is my understanding. You know, maybe I'm wrong. But, nigga, this one bitch got up there, nigga. And then, first off, how do you wear thigh-high stockings, right? Your stockings are supposed to go all the way up your thigh. You know what I mean? The ones that go all the way up. How do you wear them? But you stop at the kneecap and just have them bust up around both of your kneecaps. I'm trying to figure out, is that supposed to be, why did you not pull your shit all the way up? What? And then, ladies, models, whoever, if you cannot walk in heels, stop wearing them or practice or something. Nigga, this one bitch nigga was walking, trying to walk, and I'm looking at this bitch stumble. But she's trying to hold it together. You know what I mean? I'm like, does nobody see her stumbling right here? Nobody sees this? Because I'm in there. It's me, the boss lady, another lady. I didn't even get her name while I was there. And like three dudes. You know what I mean? It's like me on the radio station. The other lady was handling the plus size models. One of the dudes was like a photographer. One of them ran a magazine. And I don't remember what the other dude was there for. But we all in the room. And, you know, we like the panel. So, you know, the ladies come in. And then so Pat's sitting up there, you know, questioning, you know, ask a question like, what's your view on loyalty and, you know, the general basic questions or whatever. But I'm like, man, you asking too many questions.
Right.
Does the bitch look good? Can she walk? You know, I am sitting up here, and then what also threw me off is that there was dudes there. That threw me off. I wasn't expecting dudes. But even these niggas, I'm like, are we serious? Like, this is what niggas do. Nigga, spot. What grown man or what nigga wears a shirt that zips up in the back?
Yeah.
Do any of your shirts zip up in the back?
Hell no.
I'm like.
Hell no, that's crazy.
I'm looking at this dude like, why is your shirt, nigga? Well, I'm sitting there, and it's why you know me, nigga. I'm looking at these people, nigga, walking, and I'm like right there, and I'm trying like to hide my face to keep them laughing dead in their face, because you know I don't care. You know what I mean? But motherfuckers is looking at me trying to hold in my laughter, but they feel the same way I do. I'm like, why? But then after all said and done, you hear boss say like, well, you know, we can work with you and build it up, you know, get some practice in or whatever. And I'm like, why aren't you giving out charity to these people? These people should not be doing shit. This is the problem. This is the problem. It's because people want to, you know, give people some kind of hope in certain things or whatever. Nah, some people need their hope just smashed. Like, we know. Pick a new career, do something else. It's not going to work. This nigga had on leather sweatpants. I didn't even know sweatpants came in leather. First of all, leather pants fucked up already off top. That's how I feel. The leather sweatpants.
Wow.
And I'm like, and dude sitting up here hitting fag poses. Like, I'm sorry. That's just how I felt. You know what I mean? He up here, you know, stepping up. I may be supposed to model. You know what I mean? But I've seen male models. You know, I've seen models. It's not like it's on some homo shit or whatever and everything like that. It's just the fact that I've seen male models that know what the fuck they're doing. And you don't look at them and think, oh, that dude's a fag. You know what I mean? You don't look at them like, oh, he look like he looking faggish. You know what I mean? These dudes look like fags, homie, period. Dude up here walking up like it's an Abercrombie & Fitch commercial, putting his hand behind his head, like, you know, arching his arm and shit. I'm like, get this nigga the fuck out of here, man. Are we serious? But, you know, it's not my show. I couldn't, you know, it wasn't for me. I couldn't say too much. So I had to sit there and, like, keep my mouth shut because, like I said, I was Simon Cowell, nigga, basically. Motherfucker, like, I'm in here. Like, y'all lucky I can't speak freely in y'all face because I would. You know, it was just that type of shit. Then you had, like I said, then you had the fat bitches. And, again, I'm sorry. Like I said, I'm only saying that just because. But they have the, you know, they have the plus-size models, right? So then you got the regular bitches over here, and then you got the fat ones over here, just you know what they there for. Ain't no question what they there for. Like, I'm like, are we serious? Are we serious? And Topaz, like I said, she was just giving out charity. But I see how Topaz get down, but you know what I mean? She's looking for kids. You know, Topaz is one of the biggest pimps, I'm sorry. She could be one of the biggest pimps if she wanted to be. She liking them young, you know what I mean? And motherfuckers ain't got no. And there's another thing. I see if I'm wrong about this, right? All these motherfuckers, they had no jobs. This was wrong. This was wrong with the generation.
That's the starving students.
Nigga, or something like that. Not even students. Like I said, they were out of school or whatever, but and none of these motherfuckers in college, y'all ain't doing shit, right? I mean, y'all too old to be in high school, so y'all should be in the part of y'all life where y'all doing something, but all these motherfuckers talking about, nah, because, you know, she be asking them, like, what's your availability like? You know, when are you available? Boom, this, that, woo-woo type shit, right? So I'm like, and these motherfuckers are like, well, I'm available whenever. You know, whatever y'all need me, like, motherfucker, you ain't got shit to do, like, nothing. Like I said, no job, no school, you know, glad some of y'all little motherfuckers ain't got no kids, or maybe some of y'all do, because there was even some kids running around in that motherfucker, so, I mean, I don't know, but I felt some type of way. Like, how the fuck, like I said, you just don't got shit to do, this is just all you do, and then motherfuckers ain't even bombing up with it to the fact where this is all that they can do. You know what I mean? Y'all, these bitches was not, like I said, three. Nigga, I saw at least, I could, one, Jay Moore, I remember her.
She was bad.
Nigga, she was, nigga, bad. Nigga, I got her on Instagram. Nigga, I had her real quick.
Jay Moore, like, damn. Like
Jay Moore was on, nigga. She came in, she had, like, the aqua green hair and everything like that. You know I love green. Yeah, I was like, when she walked in with the green hair, I'm like, oh, shit, but not not the crazy green. You know what I mean? It's just a, just enough where it's like, ooh, that matches. And she had the matching green lipstick and everything like that, kind of like a Poison Ivy type thing. Nigga, dope.
Oh,
except with green
okay.
hair. Nigga, I was. And then when she walks, you know what I mean? She knew what the fuck she was doing. I'm looking at her walk, nigga. She got the nigga, attitude, turn, I'm like, oh, shit, now we had a model search. There's one. You know what I mean? We got one. But, man, this shit was just, it was just all kind of shit. Like I said, it's just, and this is just a bunch of kids. And I don't understand. That's what I'm saying. I don't understand Topaz because she's talking about, you know, we're going to travel. We're going to do shows in Vegas, Blase, this guy, woo-woo, or whatever. You can't travel with a bunch of kids and get shit turned up, in my opinion. In my opinion.
Hey. Hell no.
Like I said, how you going to take a group of 18, how you going to take a group of 18, 19, 20-year-olds to Vegas and shit? They ain't going to be able to get into nothing. They ain't going to be able to do shit.
Hell no. They're going to be sure out of luck.
So, I don't, like I said, I don't know, but. But like I said, as I was saying about the boss, like I said, she a pimp in a sense. You know, she wants some young, you know, friends. She trying to train them and mold them in her, in, you know what I mean, and mold them and everything. You know, she wants them young cats. Because them older ones, man, she passed out. She passed on some of the older ladies. And the older ladies had the younger ones beat. But, you know, when you older, you know, you're not fucking with certain shit. Like, I'm not trying to be ex-MB. I'm not trying to sign up with y'all. I'll do this show. But, you know, older bitches be on other shit. You know, they ain't worried about that. These kids just jump headfirst into it. Like, yeah, whatever you need, whatever you want. You know, I'm there type shit. Like, I guess, but I don't know. Like I said, it wasn't my fashion show. It was dope on one side because it's like, okay, well, you know, nigga, they rented out a studio. You know, you in the back of that. Like I said, they doing their thing. Don't get it twisted. But just in my opinion, the choices that they make, you know, the choices that were made at least that day. Now, I would have vetoed all a grip of them motherfuckers. Like, no, no. You know, I'll tell motherfuckers all the time. And then Topaz looking at me like, to like stop playing and saying shit like that. But again, like, I'm not playing. Stop giving these people charity. It's people like you that boost these people's confidence that have no confidence at all. You know what I mean? Tell them the truth. You know what I mean? And I'm the type of motherfucker, I know when you bullshitting somebody or whatever, you know what I mean? I know when you bullshitting somebody, but she's all like, well, no, it's going to be okay, and we can do this, and we can do that, and we're going to practice. And then I'm like, nah, man, fuck these kids. And this is just kids. Like I said, I'm in there 32 looking at 18, 19-year-olds talking about they know what loyalty and shit feels like and everything like that. Y'all don't know shit. Wow. Y'all don't know nothing. Sound like a damn interview. You know, you're sitting there with a boss or something like that, and they're sitting up there like, so what do you think about this, and what do you think about that? You got to make sure they had this one bitch come in there. I mean, I don't know what the fuck was wrong with her. I know she had a list or something, but listening to her talk started fucking with me. I'm like, stop asking this girl questions. Like, just her voice right now is irritating the fuck out of me. Like, it's just a problem. But that's how that goes. Shit, but it was cool. Like I said, I'm gonna have to go out to the fashion show, I guess, you know, show my support and everything like that. But this shit is just, yeah, man, I was disappointed, personally. Me. That's just me. But like,
it didn't sound like you liked it too much.
Huh? I didn't. I mean, as far as, again, and I'm just saying it as far as, like, you're doing a model search. You're looking for models, you know, you're trying to decide people to your group and everything. It's like us. It's like us, Spy. If we were trying to look for models for Hoodbound or something like that, right? We were looking for Hoodbound models, blase, woo-woo, things like that, nigga. And we were sitting in that room and doing what we was doing what she was doing and everything. Like I said, none of them bitches would have been on. Like I said, I just know niggas. Like, homie, like, nah. You know, nah. Nah. The same motherfuckers we would say no to when she was in there like, oh, yeah, you got a good look, and we can do this. We're getting like, no, not enough. You know, it's just, like I said, I wish niggas was there. Like I said, we don't like training bitches. You know what I mean? How you going to train? You going to train all these people? You know, you got enough time to train them on top of, don't you want people that know what the fuck they're doing already? Maybe, in a sense.
Yeah.
At least more people that know what they're doing that don't. But like I said, you recruit motherfuckers. What does that sound like? You hollering at people fresh out of high school and shit and everything like that. You know, just barely made 18 or whatever. What does that sound like to you?
That shit is crazy. That shit sounds like some high school shit.
So, like I said, I didn't like it too much. There was a couple of them in there. Like I said, there was a few of them in there. Like, oh, okay. Well, like I said, but the ones I remember, three of them. Out of all of them, there was three.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I would have had to have a church or something. Like, nah, this ain't enough for the day. Like, this ain't gonna work. Like I said, you should have went up there and took your shirt off.
Man, I would have did that, man. They would have been running after me and shit. I would have to bite them off, you know.
Because them dudes in there, like I said, man, I didn't expect them to do it. And then, nigga, I could have swore what? IB stay on that, I'm not going to say the street, but starts with a B, right? BR? Is that the right street?
Yep.
All right, yep. Nigga, why did one of the niggas in there, nigga, I don't know if it's the same street or whatever, but because, you know, I was looking at everybody's paperwork and shit because I was organizing the shit while I was sitting there trying to do my part and help out. This hood-ass nigga, like, are we serious? Like, nigga stayed on the same street. I don't know if it was right there or by, but it was, like, looked like the same zip code, area code. This nigga want to look all, like, get your young hood-ass nigga out of, get your ass out of here, nigga. Like, I see where you stay at. You stay right down the street from the homie, nigga. Anybody from over there coming up in here talking about being a model. Like, nigga, take your ass back over there. Like, you know, that type of shit.
Yeah. And then I'm also
like, niggas don't lose stripes. Like the flyer said, dress to impress. All right, that's what the flyer said.
Uh-huh.
And these niggas was in here and all kind of bullshit. So I'm like, they don't lose no points for, this is dress to impress? They don't lose no stripes for that? Like, Nah, I mean, it's not about that. I'm like, man, I don't know what y'all looking at or what y'all looking for, but I'm glad, like I said, I'm glad it ain't my show, and they better be happy it ain't my show, and they better be happy I got to keep my mouth shut. I mean, I was trying so hard to keep my mouth shut until niggas left out the room and then started cracking up and talking shit, nigga. And then the shit wasn't soundproof, so I hope they heard me outside. It was funny,
yeah.
It was entertaining, but it was just, like I said, I guess I can't run no modeling show or anything like that, nigga. Because either my bitches are gonna be all bad or ain't gonna be none at all. You know what I mean? Ain't gonna be no mid level shit. You know, ain't gonna be no mid ground.
Yeah, especially when you're looking for a model, man. That's a flawless bitch. You know what I'm saying? That's like, ooh, some shit you want to be like, damn, like yeah, bitch, like come sit on my lap type of shit. You know what I mean? Like yeah, that's crazy. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
And then on the other side of it, but this is why also she was doing it like that too. Like I said, don't get it twisted, because they do the shit like, she kind of does the shit like motherfuckers do for us when we want to do certain shows and everything like that. You know, they got to bring a certain amount of people to the show. They got to sell tickets.
Right.
Now,
because
one of the main questions she'd be asking was like, so do you have a fan base? You know, are people going to want to come see you? Blase, this, that, whoop, or whatever. They're like, yeah, I got a fan, you know, my. And they're like, yeah, you know you're young when the only people that'll come out and see you at a show is your, like, family, like mom, dad, grandma, cousins. You know,
yeah.
That's some young shit right there.
Yeah.
You know, you ain't got no, like, friends. You ain't got no squad. You know what I mean? You don't got people that actually come out, not your mama. And that don't count as people coming to see you, in my opinion. Again, this is my opinion. Because your family's supposed to support you regardless anyway.
Right.
I'm talking about these other motherfuckers, like, nigga, like.
Yeah. That's crazy, yeah, man.
Oh, now, well, it's crazy. Look at her. She's sitting up here. See, I'm going to send you a picture of Jay Moore, because you can add her and shit, but she's got the, in this picture I'm sending you, that's the outfit she was wearing to the thing. Like, nigga, I'm on my way up there and everything. Like, it's in her little Instagram shit she got right here. She's like, on my way to the modeling shoot. Like, yeah, that's her. That nigga, Bob. Yeah, she can get it. So I'm going to send that over to you so you see what I'm talking about. I'm sending you two. Let me see one of these other ones. She out here. Oh, bitch is not
yeah.
playing.
Oh,
like
shit.
I said, nigga, there was like three, nigga, and Jay Moore is one of them. Like, she.
Yeah, that name just sound like she bad, Jay Moore. Like, seems like she's just a light-skinned bitch with, like, red or brown hair or something. I don't know.
Yup. Something
Jay
like that.
Jay Moore. Yeah. How was the body, though? How was the body looking?
Nigga, you know me, Spam. I'm looking at the whole thing. If I say she was bomb, that means everything's right. Nigga, everything. Like, nigga.
Yeah, that's what's up.
If I say she's Bob, that means everything on her is right. Like, they get like I said, she when she walked in, she did the walk, she did the turn, she had the look in the eyes and the face. You know, she did that motherfucking thing. Like it wasn't her first time. And keep in mind, Jay Moore is like young 20s. Like, she was like 22, 23, I think, or whatever. So she was over the curve but still young. But she's done this a few times, so it's okay. But Oh, and another thing that fucking bothered me. There was this one dude in there. It was one application I was looking at. I don't remember if it was a dude or a guy. It was a guy or a girl. But motherfuckers been modeling for 4 years. All right? 4 years of modeling. All right? But you only done one show.
Wow.
Now you've been a model for 4 years but only done one show. And I'm looking at everybody like, are y'all okay with this percentage? That means there's something wrong. How you modeled for 4 years and only done one show in 4 years?
Like,
what the fuck is they doing?
That's just crazy. That's like playing football, but you only play one game. You know what I'm saying? But you've been playing for 4 years. You've been playing football for 4 years, but you only play one game. What the fuck is that about?
Like, nigga, there's something wrong with you. You know what I mean? There's something wrong with that.
Yeah.
Hold on. You got to call it.
Bring him in.
Let's see, after 310-8563, you got Wes. It's the Wes Show. What it do?
My name is Mark. My label on the internet, which is my website, stbgmusicproductions.com, and I got a notice from Dagger to call in. I got the number on an email. That's why I was calling back. I've rapped before on your message, so I was calling you back right now on your talk radio.
Okay, so well, like I said, you called me inside. Yeah, you the one that went nuts last time or whatever, man. I need the MP3 so you can actually listen to what you were saying, man. Like I said, I'm not saying it didn't sound good, but I could barely hear you. You know what I mean?
Can I do it again? And see what you think?
It's not my show. It's up to my man Wes with it right now. It's the Wes Show right now. So it's up to what you want to do.
Go ahead, man. Do your thing. Do it. Go ahead.
I'm a fat till I spit. Ain't it the bullet for that script? The winner for that shit. My opus from my pocket to the game where I'm stressed. Ain't it the bitches for me to the trigger where I'm rested? My opus from my pocket to the game till I'm busted. Ain't it the bitches for me forward? I think it for me surviving. My opus from my pocket to the game until I'm living. Ain't it the bitches for me to the game till I'm living? My opus to the game till he's telling. Ain't it the bitches selling like a fella like you're dealing? My opus from my pocket to the game till he's throwing to it. Ain't it the bitches for me when he's for the block on the block with the clock with a stick talk he's soft. Opus from my pocket to the game with a pop 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 in the corner with a sword if he's really growing. Ain't it the
That's what's up, man.
Well, like I said, you need to send us some music, man, so we can put it in rotation and everything, too. So, I mean, either way, but thanks for checking in with us, man, and hollering at us, man. That's all good, all the time. And we got other shows, too, man. Like I said, spread the word, talk to them, let them know where we at.
Okay, yeah, I just wanted to call in and let you hear me, so. And also tell you that you can go to stbgmusicproductions.com. I got a whole website over the internet.
For sure. We're going to check that out. Make sure people check it out, too. Good looking out. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, thank you. Hey, thank you very much.
All right, man. Have a good one.
Boss.
Yeah, but it sounded better than last time, though. I heard a little bit
more. Yeah, it did. That it did. I heard more, too. Yeah, I agree.
You know, so I heard more. You can see the wordplay is really together. I can see that. You just can't hear what it says. So, yeah, if you would bring, you know, shoot an MP3, that would be better so niggas can really understand what's what. Because it sounds like the wordplay is together for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man. Yeah, shout out to this nigga J-Rock and shit. This nigga, you know what I'm saying, he had his first baby and shit. You know what I mean?
Man. Yeah, I was looking at that shit, man. I didn't even know, like I said, yeah, of all motherfuckers, man. Where this bitch been after that? No, I can't call it Big Mama, bitch. I'm sorry. But where this girl been at, nigga, for like 9 months? Nigga, he's been hiding her in a cave somewhere or something. This nigga ain't said shit.
No, but you know who the baby mama is, though, right?
I have no idea. Who?
Nigga, my ex-sister.
Oh, the fifth one?
Yeah, that part. That part.
Oh, shit. That's crazy.
Ain't it?
Wow.
Yeah, that part. Shit gets deep, don't it? It gets deep.
It always gets deep. Ooh. It's been about that long since we stopped. He never stopped. Like, I never stopped. But, crazy.
Yep.
J-Rock and her. Like I said, J-Rock.
Yep.
About that.
But you know, but they stopped fucking
around.
You
never really first think
there.
About as a daddy.
That nigga J-Rock, yep. That
like, J-Rock's not one of the people I actually looked at and was like, okay, that nigga is like, I'm not saying he's not daddy material, but he's one of the niggas you would never think was somebody. You know what
yeah.
I mean? He's just like, that's J-Rock. I'm like, what the fuck he doing having a kid?
You see, it wasn't on purpose. Believe me, he's still like, man, what the fuck? Like, nigga, you better chunk that up now, buddy. It's on. It's it. It's over.
Oh, it's on now? I mean, you already, yeah, she wasn't going to, what's she going to do, give it up? If she was going to give it up, that was in the first month. Like, nah, not now. Like,
nah, I mean, it's a done deal now. It's full-fledged now.
Oh, yeah, period. Can't do nothing about it.
Yep. Shit, me and this nigga Fresh was at the motherfucking hospital with this nigga from, like, 8 last night to, like, 7 in the morning, and I still went to work on these bitch-ass niggas. Feel me? You can't stop shit. Still went to work. Everything. And she didn't even have a baby until, like, 2-something today. I'm like, damn. That's crazy.
But, oh, man, that is dumb as fuck, man. Like, this nigga too, I got kids. Damn.
Yeah.
That's what I was just saying that, man. Everybody got kids. They ain't gonna never let him have them over there at the house, though, probably. And wait,
guess,
and where does the sister stay at? The sister still stay over there off of Western with the whole family and everybody, too? They all in that same
exactly.
That same house over there?
Yep, that part.
Oh, man, that shit is crazy.
Hey, none of that popping. Well, they not
they
together
not about
anyway,
to let that
baby.
They not together?
No, they not. They not together.
No, of course they not together. So now it's that baby mama shit and everything like that. That's what I mean. They ain't gonna let J-Rock had a baby over in the K like that and everything. They ain't gonna let go like that. Oh, this is about to be some shit. This is gonna be interesting to see how this one develops.
Yeah, it's going to be very interesting.
Man, I ain't in it. They get like... Oh, man. Because then, like I said, it was weird for me because I'm seeing niggas, like, I see the pictures and shit, like, niggas at the hospital and everything. J-Rock taking pictures at the hospital. I'm like, okay, bam, this, that, whoop, or whatever. Talking about kids and shit. I'm like, J-Rock? Kids? Like, he ain't never said nothing about anybody being pregnant. And then it's like, okay, which one? Because it's J-Rock. And then on top of that... Hello? Uh-oh. Lost West with it. Talking about you on hold and shit real quick. Come on, come on. This ain't even my show. This is what I be talking about, man. See, this is the one day of the week that I was supposed to really just play music, and I find myself talking more than I was supposed to. There you go.
Oh, shit. My bad, man. Like I said, Yeah, man, I'm going to have to go. I'm just saying. I just got the confirmation. But see, hey, I've been doing good. I've been here all the time, you know what I'm saying? It's
whatever, man. Like I said, I'm cutting off. I'm not going to carry y'all shows. Like I was just saying, man, I'm supposed to be a DJ. I'm supposed to play. I'm doing too much talking.
All right, hey, look,
I'm going to play a couple of them, but then we're not coming back, though, so you better tell these people goodbye or some shit or whatever or something. Cause like I
said,
y'all,
you know what I'm saying?
Witty West in this fucking building. I got to make a run, you know what I'm saying? But it was fun. You know, tune in Tuesday, next Tuesday, and we're going to really turn up, you know what I mean? So don't even trip. You know what I'm saying? Witty West. You know what I'm saying? Fresh. DJ, bitch, we out. You heard? Food barrel.
Yeah. Just like that. Like I said, you never know what's going to happen on West Coast. West Coast. Y'all never know what's going to happen on Bang Out Radio, period. So this is just one of them days. So, yeah, turn up. Holler at y'all next time. We out.
Hood bound, bitch. Fade them all, nigga. Fresh. Fade them all, the faculty. With it, boys, the game. Hood bound representative. Fresh with it, the name. Ripping through the sector. Territory sold up. Get down and lay down. Give it up and get rolled up. Black chucks like show enough. I make you niggas kiss them. You pop a nigga first, then you ain't gotta diss them. Since niggas don't listen, I'm itching to catch another one. Catch a nigga slipping and sticking. Rip out his horn lung. Pay attention, bitches. You niggas better listen up. You facing annihilation. Hesitation to get you stuck. So fuck it, let's get it cracking. Attacking my adversaries. You niggas, you got me twisted. Man, most of you niggas scary. Action pack rap, says it eagle flow. Lethal on the bitch, pimping on the hoe. Vandalize the mic, here rock the show. Fresh the best with it, the Rider Mac 4. I'm twisted, stay 450. The hollow point spit, leave your shit shape shifted. From a distance, I split your shit in half. Don't make a nigga laugh, ain't no fucking with my staff. You wanna clash, but the crash in the wake. Niggas dash when I'm mad and I blast with the K.
What you say, nigga?
Deliver the killer blow. If you niggas got a problem, just holler that nigga 4.
No matter what I do, some things is ain't gonna change. You people talking long distance, never step in my range. Now these niggas wanna gang bang, bitches wanna act strange. I'm smoking weed and making money. I just wanna maintain a very simple mainframe. I'm killing any track I'm on. Cody B, I'm with it. Now let's carry on. Now you know me if you did. I'm always in the LA fitted. Even with my fingerprints and DNA, I get acquitted. I done fucked a lot of bitches. I'm with it. Give me brain. Let me think about it. I never needed to change. Fucked a whole lot of bitches. I'm with it. Give me brain. Let me think about it. I never needed
to change.
Yeah, I got judged on what I see, I gotta laugh. I ain't dissing, I just don't be kissing on no nigga ass. I'm twisted, damn, I'm twisted. My dick so heavy, two bitches gotta lift it. But they let it share, when suck the dick, wanna lick the balls. When I call, they drop draws, me tearing down walls. Pass the Magnum hard hat, bitch,
I'm a rider.
Niggas pass blunts, bitches pass me they vagina. If you wanna hate, then do your job. I don't give a fuck, my middle finger stuck. Do you see it? Let me raise it up. About to let an 80 proof. Puffin' on a sticky dick, a Molly and a fizzle. And I didn't even pay a cent. I'm bitch,
take off, let's go.
Put that powder on her booty, now I'm playing with my nose. Game shifted, so sadistic, I don't need your help. I can get myself twisted.
We twisted, damn we twisted. We twisted, y'all got us twisted. We twisted, damn we twisted. You better shut the fuck up for you in the missing. Cause we twisted, damn we twisted. We twisted, y'all got us twisted. We twisted, damn we twisted. You better shut the fuck up for you in the missing.
Nigga, don't get it twisted. Residential. Potato on the pistol. Hood and the West South Central. Learn my game for the streets and the originals. Hood geeks. Push that cushion in Molly. Plaguing the inner city with A1 products. Hey, little mama, bust over and come and join the party. The function we wasted off of Kush drinking Molly. I'm different. Delivery. The city's corrupted, so catch me with two diligence. Chevy sitting fabulous, cause she know she a bad bitch. And we don't steal no rap. We go out there and get it. Bitch, huh? Got me twisted. I can show you a good time, but there will be no tricking. That's a bad bitch. She can get it. West with it.
Huh?
My dick game vicious. Haters get hung on hood brown premises. Knowing the game winning, we hunt for you deliberate. Turn that shit down, cause you will get the business. Fade them all with no exemption.